FM 90.3, WJTL is Phillips, Craig and Dean, Revelation Song. Hey, good morning to you. Happy Thursday at 7:03. Annie and Fred with you this morning.
Good morning, friends. Tune in tomorrow at 2 p.m. for The Story of Jesus. It's a dramatized presentation of the life, teachings, death, and resurrection of Jesus based on the Gospel of Luke. Listen also for special praise and worship blocks of remembrance and celebration for Easter throughout this weekend.
This morning, our very special guest is Jim Ehrman. Jim, the director of Harvest Net School of Ministry. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Fred.
Good
what a
morning.
Delight it is to be
oh,
here.
Oh, great to have you here. Annie was so excited you were coming when she knew it was you.
She's above average. I like her.
Thanks. I
anybody
like
you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, Annie's husband, Matt, for sure.
Well, of course. Absolutely.
I love Definitely. Dave. They also Rachel and my brand newborn son, Renner.
Yay.
Wow.
Yeah.
When was he born?
January 20th. It's
wow.
a good life.
Congrats. And he's sleeping?
He more than sleeps. Matter of fact, I was just joking, man. I have like survivor's guilt. I'm afraid to tell people he sleeps like 9 hours a night.
Don't tell him that.
Start to make people cry.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a good life.
So we're here to talk about Harvest Net School of Ministry. Yeah. I understand that you have been part of Yale Divinity School. Yeah. You have taught a lot of classes. You've been involved a lot of stuff, but you love ministry here. Tell us about that.
Yeah, straight up, I've had the privilege of being involved in so much training. I'm YWAM training schools, Youth with a Mission, been at Yale, also have ran a seminary. I just want to say that I care about ministry schools because it's like you're bringing the best of the church, mm-hmm. the academic world, and trade schools into one spot. You know, someone who's 9 months, gone for it, having a curriculum, knowing what you're after. It's a lot of fun.
So you're kicking off this fall. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we've tried to build a school that makes it very accessible for people who want to do training in a ministry school. So every Tuesday night for 9 months, and then one Saturday morning, we try to make it so it can fit your schedule, be involved. And I was thinking the other day, if you try to get training through your local church, which we're a believer, the local church is the hope of the world, right? Praise Jesus for it. We just know this, that you'd have to do 9 years of going to Sunday school every week for those 9 years to get what you get when you take the time to say, hey, I want to be a part of specialized training around a particular area. We try to support the church with that. So it makes us excited. Yeah.
Yeah. So the kind of people that come out to Harvest Net, what are they looking to do ministry-wise? Who are the kind of people you draw?
Yeah, well, first of all, we are one of those churches that believes that, one of those communities that believes that the works of the Holy Spirit are still extending into our day and age. So we do get a lot of people who are wanting to explore the spiritual gifts in particular and some of the training involved there. And we get people who are thinking they want to carry into what we call the seven spheres of society, their workplace. What does it mean to carry the gifts, graces, fruits of the Spirit into places like law and government, media, etc.? So we literally have an average age of 35, roughly, who are already engaged.
Interesting, yeah.
Anywhere from ministry to workplace, marketplace things. And they're like, hey, we just want to hone a kind of missional focus as we're doing it. So we do a lot of missional focus and gift development. Fun stuff.
And you must have great stories about how God has worked through the ministry.
Yeah, tons of them. I have to say, particularly, I get excited for the international church. We have branches of what we do. Right now, for instance, in Czech Republic. And to be able to see a church that's going through so much kind of the post-Soviet edge era over there. We all know that so much is going on in the eastern edge of Europe. And to bring believers together who want to go deeper, but all they ever understand the Christian life as is maybe becoming a priest or going on to some. And all of a sudden, you start to give them training about identity, about purpose, about the fact that their kingdom callings are literally callings from God. And when you see the lights go on, like we forget it. We have the fruit from our table or the crumbs from it are so much in this region. But when you get out and you start engaging with the majority world church, what God's doing there, and you see what training can do, much less believing for training that's going to be a part of a harvest, it's really wonderful.
That's awesome. Good talking with Jim Ehrman. He's the director of Harvest Net School of Ministry. Jim, if folks want to sign up or get more information, what's the best way for
Harvest
them to
Net
do that?
SM, S as in school, M as in ministry, harvestnetsm.com.
And when do you kick off in the
fall? September. So you got time, September. Fred, to get your application in.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have, like, is there a time frame that people need to get in by?
Yeah, no, we'll let you in straight up to the end of August, as long as I get to talk to a spiritual reference. That's all that matters.
All right. Check it out, harvestsm.com. We'll talk more with Jim coming up in just a bit. Hillsong and Planet Shakers kicking off a praise and worship block for our Easter week next.